is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are brought to you by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoaringEagleCasino.com and also download the Eagle Access app. And they now have live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub inside Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant. And if you want to get an update and buy tickets to all the great indoor shows, find out about the promotions and the giveaways, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com and download that Eagle Access app. Tuesdays on the Huge Radio Network are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. We are back live across Michigan, hour number two on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show. We're heard on 19 stations. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. You can also listen on the free stream weekdays at 3 at thehugeshow.net. And listen anywhere in America where you have mobile service on the iHeart app. Just search The Huge Show. An hour ago, we began talking about Adam Schefter's tweet from last night that said Harbaugh was out of the mix with the Broncos, that they had a big announcement on the way. Well, there's been no big announcement. And I just shared the story from Mike Florio from this afternoon that the door isn't closed on Harbaugh and the Broncos. So last year, he went and visited the Vikings on signing day two, and he's doing it again. There's something not right. I get he's shown the love, and those who stay will be champions, and Santa Ono, the Michigan president, has been fantastic in this process. But there has to be some lingering bad blood, obviously, with Harbaugh and Ward Manuel. And I know, hey, I said sign a contract, Jimmy. They're waiting on the NCAA investigation, and maybe that's what he told the Broncos. They haven't hired a coach, and as Clayton Safey from the Wolverine.com just said, until they hire a coach, the Harbaugh watch is back on, and I thought it was done, and I was happy beginning the show an hour ago. Harbaugh watch over. Here we go with more news, and Clayton Safey and the Wolverine.com team reporting what NFL insiders are saying, not what the Wolverine.com is saying. And I thought Mike Florio made the same point from Pro Football Talk, and you see him on Sunday Night Football in America on NBC, that if Denver flew to Ann Arbor to get Harbaugh, they probably wanted to sign him and bring him back. So is Harbaugh waiting on the NCAA? Did he feed Adam Schefter, hey, I'm out, which he could say right now, but then he's back in because he has an agent now. That's another factor that hasn't been there the past off seasons. Wow. Yeah, it's trending number one again. I really don't think this is good for Michigan or Michigan football. But you had it last year, and you had it the year before, and look how your years turned out. Maybe he's superstitious. Maybe he feels he has to do this, and then it kind of ramps up the two best years he's ever had coaching a college football team. Back-to-back Big Ten titles, back-to-back butt-whoopings on the arch-rival Buckeyes of Ohio State, and back-to-back college football playoff Final Four appearances. I think Harbaugh is smarter than a lot of people give him credit for. So we'll keep you posted. Harbaugh Watch is back on. Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News, Michigan State insider. His thoughts on Izzo and the Spartans. Will they get to the NCAA tournament? How high is their seed ceiling? And then Mel Tucker quietly into an offseason where There is little talk outside of the green and white circles about Mel Tucker and Michigan State football. He has a huge year ahead. He can't go 5-7. He needs a 7-5, even 6-6, go to a bowl season. Matt Charbonneau, Detroit News. Michigan State Insider is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Sharby?
Good, Huge. How's it going, man?
Good. Would you agree with me that this offseason compared to a year ago with all the hype with Tucker, that it's very quiet connected to Michigan State football? And I'm talking outside of the MSU circles.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like that. And then I think you mentioned it, the 5-7 season will kind of do that, right? I mean, you lose a little bit of the buzz and the excitement, which is kind of funny because when you look at recruiting, you know, the bulk of the class they signed in December was, you know, I off the top of my head, I think is ranked higher than last year's. You know, they were active in the portal again. So it's not like the offseason was a whole lot different from last year's. But yeah, the talk and I guess the excitement, I don't want to say it's gone, but it certainly isn't what it was a year ago. And I think that's directly related to what happened on the field.
And speaking of on the field, Matt, just your gut being around Tucker, Michigan State football since he's been there and even before, are they going to have that bounce back year? Will they have the talent to achieve a 7-5, 8-4 season and get back to a bowl game?
Well, I mean, I think they will just because when you look at the way that season played out, they certainly weren't going to match the 10-11 wins of the year before, but I also don't think they were a 5-7 team, if that makes any sense. I mean, there were games they should have won that they didn't. Obviously, we know the Indiana game. There are a couple other instances you think they should have closed the deal and didn't. So, I don't think it's this massive jump to say they're going to win 7 or 8 games. Now, beyond that, I don't really know. I mean, you'd have to, you know, you'd have to have a Kenneth Walker situation again where somebody coming in the portal you weren't expecting to be great turns out to be great or something to that effect. And let's be honest, there's a question at quarterback. I mean, it's going to be a quarterback battle going into spring and into preseason camp, so that's going to be a big factor as well. But I think they'll have the guys to be, you know, a bowl team, an 7-8 win team. They'd have to have a lot of things fall in place to go beyond that, though, I think. But I still think overall, slowly, you're seeing what's through the recruiting and the additions they're making in the portal. They are improving talent-wise each year. So I would expect to see some sort of jump this fall.
Let's move on, talk about Tom Izzo and Michigan State basketball. Do you think they're going to make the NCAA tournament? And what would be their realistic seed ceiling for this team come Selection Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll make it. You know, the ceiling is, I mean, it everything's got to go right. I mean, you got to win all your home games and, you know, grab another couple road games and maybe win a game or two in the tournament. And then you're talking like a 5-ish type seed, perhaps. I don't know how realistic that is. I mean, I think what you expect out of a team is win their home games, maybe grab a road game, who knows, maybe the Saturday in New York. You know, because there's not any bad – you won't have any bad losses left. Obviously, they play Minnesota at home. That would be a bad loss. But everything else is going to be a solid win and not a bad loss. So I think if they just stay right about 500 in the conference, maybe a game or so above, you're looking at, you know, a 7-ish seed. You really want to avoid that 8 or 9 spot, obviously, and not play a 1 seed in the second round if you get there. But Malik Hall getting healthy, I think if there's no more setbacks there, I think – that 6-7 range feels really solid to me right now, assuming everything doesn't fall apart here down the stretch.
Izzo, is he crankier than normal as we head towards February when we're this close to March, which is usually the month where Izzo and Michigan State football shine? Is he feeling the pressure to make the tournament? I don't think they're a Big Ten title contender. If they would have won at Purdue, they would have been in the mix. So now, like I said, they're playing for Big Ten tourney seeding, and what number they see on the seed line on Selection Sunday. Compare Izzo right now to Izzo a year ago.
I actually think, especially before Sunday's game at Purdue, he's been in a lot better frame of mind, to be honest with you. I think he really feels comfortable with where this. Now look, the way they played against Purdue and what Zach Edey did, and there was some he was pretty frustrated Sunday afternoon, and there was a lot of things, I mean, you know, that went into that, the way they covered him, should they have done some different things. He was mad at the officials. You know, you get run out of the gym at that place, which isn't a big shock, but it's never a great feeling. So there was frustration, but I think overall, he's happy with the direction they're headed, and the and getting Malik Hall back. I think it's so hard to quantify his importance to that team, because it's not just about points and rebounds. I mean, they just they play differently with him, and as long as he doesn't have another setback, I think he feels like overall they're still heading in the right direction, and this could be a team that is playing at its best, you know, by the end of the month going into March. Again, what does that mean? Yeah, probably not some crazy run for a Big Ten title, but you could be a team that's playing well, and it's not exactly one you want to see in your region if when that tournament bracket comes out.
Yeah, I think we're going to have maybe three or four surprise Sweet 16 teams this year in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, and look, how many of these Big Ten teams are falling in that category right now? Of the record's not going to be great. You might not think that much of them, but if you look at that bracket and you're a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and you see them as a possible second round team, whether it's a Michigan State, a Rutgers, a certainly, you know, Illinois and Indiana, the way they've been playing, there's so many teams like that that you just don't you don't want to see. The record might not be great, but I think come March, I know there's a big the Big Ten catches a lot of heat with the way they've played in the NCAA tournament recently. I just feel like there's a lot of teams that are going to be a tough out for most teams this year.
Yeah, because if you look at the Big Ten, obviously Purdue, who hasn't lost on the road, and they're number one in America, and then it's Tennessee, yeah. Houston, Alabama, your top four. You don't find another Big Ten team in the top 25 until I think you get down to Indiana at 21. Yeah. So that's kind of crazy, isn't it? And then that's it, two teams in the top 25. So is this a case of the Big Ten? And it slides right into my next question, Matt. Matt Charbonneau from the Detroit News follows Michigan State in the Big Ten, joining us on the Meyer Guest Line. Is this a case of the conference being strong and beating up on each other, or with only two ranked teams, it is a case of the conference being overrated?
Well, I'm not sure. I wouldn't say overrated, because I feel like people don't think it's the best conference, you know, because there has, we know there's been years in the past where they've had, you know, four or five elite teams. And I don't think they have that this year. Clearly they don't. I mean, Purdue's really the only one that can claim that. But I do think it is a case of these teams are just so closely matched. You know, really, if you take out Minnesota, Nebraska to an extent, there's really not an easy game out there when you think about any team in this conference. Now, certainly some have had some issues they're dealing with. But, you look at Illinois, as talented as they are. Indiana's finally starting to put it together. I think Michigan State's playing better. There's so many teams that are good, not great. But they're good and they're going to fight you. So I think it's, you know, is the Big Ten overrated? I don't think so. I think people think they're right about where they are—a solid conference with a lot of solid teams.
I do agree. You know, you're not going to want to face Rutgers if Rutgers rolls in the tournament as a 7 or 8 seed. Yeah, good luck. Or an 8 or a 9, and you're a 1, and you got to play them in round 2. You don't want that.
No, not at all. I mean, that team's going to fight you. You know, they're going to rebound, defend, and that's, I mean, so many teams in the Big Ten are that. And I'm Indiana, Illinois, I think, are just, those are those teams I think are going to start coming together. They got a lot of talent, but you're right. I mean, Rutgers especially, they're just, and, I mean, look at Northwestern. I mean, I know the schedule is going to get tougher a little bit for them late in the conference, but you can't deny what they've done to this point, and they've played really good defensively, so that means they're going to be in just about every game they play. So, there's just not an easy night in this conference anymore, and I think that's the question will be, does that wear you out by March, or does that make you better? So I guess only time will tell on that.
And State needs to take care of business with Minnesota, Nebraska, and at Michigan, which isn't easy. Go ask Purdue the other night last week. Yeah, the Big Ten, it's been great basketball to watch. We'll see how many teams end up getting in the tournament. The Michigan State has the best path. Michigan needs a miracle finish, whether it's in the regular season or in the Big Ten tournament. I doubt they're going to make the NCAA tournament. And looking at their finishing schedule and sitting where they're at right now at 11-10, finishing 500 in the conference is the most important number for any Big Ten team to hear their name. And Michigan, I roll out their schedule and I pick a guaranteed W. There might be one left.
Right. And that's the kind of predicament everyone's in. So that's when I say, when we're talking about Michigan State, you can't afford to give away another home game. I mean, they've lost two already to Purdue and that Northwestern one early, some people forget. So those, you can't do those. You can't lose that game at Nebraska. You can't have those ones you're not supposed to lose, because then you're behind the eight ball. You're not making it 500 in the conference, and then it's a problem. So for Michigan, yeah, I mean, I just wonder if there's enough opportunity in there to get enough wins. I mean, look, it could all come together quickly. Jed Howard could come back and everything starts clicking, but I haven't seen a lot of evidence of that to this point. So, you know, they're going to have to pull something out here that we haven't seen yet. So I wouldn't say it's impossible, but it's a tough road at this
point. Michigan hasn't played enough defense all season long. Matter of fact, when I list those remaining games for Michigan and why they're in trouble, even when it comes to the NIT tournament at Northwestern, Ohio State, Nebraska at home, Indiana at home, at Wisconsin, Michigan State at home, at Rutgers, Wisconsin at home, at Illinois, at Indiana. I mean, my Lord, if you just win your home games, which you get that stretch after they're at Northwestern on Thursday, you get Ohio State, Nebraska, and Indiana at home in a row. Michigan really will be at a stage that they'll have to win all three of those games.
Right, and you think about some of those teams you just mentioned, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa, they're all going to be kind of in the same spot too, right? They're all going to be playing for their tournament lives as well. So everyone's going to be fighting for the same thing. It's not, you rattle off the schedule like that, it doesn't sound great for Michigan. But, you know, like I said, everyone's fighting for the same thing. Every team in the Big Ten's got their flaws, so... Who knows? We'll see which ones rise late here, but it's just such a tough conference to play in this year, and we're seeing that. You see it in the records. Everyone's so close.
Think about that. 10 teams, 500 or better in the Big Ten, and Wisconsin's only a game and a half, two games, it would be, under 500. Ohio State, believe it or not, pretty darn good basketball team. Same record as Michigan at 11-10 overall, but only 3-7 in the Big Ten. Man.
Right. Remarkable. I mean, you look at that team as it's constructed and you expect, you know, look, they've had, the other thing you look at is a lot of close losses in there too. I mean, the analytics and metrics will tell you Ohio State's better than that record. And if you believe in a lot of that, then that's the case. So they're close. They're right there. But they're just not getting it done. So, I mean, I know they had Zed Key out for a game or two, but, you know, as we've seen, just about everyone's dealing with injuries at some level. It's been a bizarre year. That's why I think there's no final score surprises me at this point in the Big Ten. Not a single one of them. So there's just no gimmies in this conference.
Matt Charbonneau does a great job following Michigan State, the PGA, LPGA Tour, the game of golf, and the Big Ten for the Detroit News, joining us on the Meyer guest line. Matt, thank you for the conversation. Have a great Tuesday night.
You got it, Huge. See ya.
All right, Matt Charbonneau from Detroit checking in on the Meyer guest line. And Meyer proud to be longtime partners with Michigan State University Athletics. Get an update on Harbaugh. The door isn't completely closed as the new trending topic when it comes to Jim Harbaugh and the Denver Broncos. John Borton from the Wolverine.com. Doug Skeen, five-time Big Ten champion offensive lineman and a co-host on the Wolverine.com Michigan football podcast. And before the end of this hour, we'll hear from Dylan. I said Rysicki, right? I said that. Rysicki? Rhino? What are you changing his name? He plays for Grand Valley State Club Hockey. We can't do this to names like that. Resnick. Brett, we can't put Resnick, okay? He's all right. Now, Clayton Safey just said that Sean Payton is that big announcement. Is he going to the Broncos? So that, I think, did Denver play Harbaugh to get Payton to take it? Are we breaking the news with just Safey texting you and we didn't even check it? Clayton Safey texted us. He must have seen it someplace that Sean Payton is going to go join Russell Wilson and the Broncos. So that means Harbaugh is staying in Michigan. So in the course of an hour and 20 minutes, we've gone from, hey, it's nothing but football now in Ann Arbor, to wait a minute, the window's open, to Sean Payton Adam Schefter would have that. You just look under Adam Schefter, okay? He would have that. He's the NFL insider. He would know, okay? All right, so it says, breaking news, Saints and the Broncos are finalizing compensation in return for Super Bowl winning head coach Sean Payton. Sources tell ESPN this clears the way for Payton to sign with the Broncos to become their next head coach. And so Payton is expected to head to Denver as the next head coach of the Broncos. And thank you, Clayton Safey, for the heads up. So there you go. At least now at 420, Harbaugh is staying. I don't think there are any more jobs left open for him. Frank Reich took Carolina, right? It seemed to be only Denver. But if Denver flew to meet him, were they playing Harbaugh to get Sean Payton? Sean Payton's a better NFL hire. He is. So as much as we were saying maybe Harbaugh was just stringing along Ward Manuel to make him nervous, did the Broncos play Harbaugh to get Sean Payton? Coming up on the conspiracy of the day topic, we'll have it exclusively on the Huge Show across Michigan. All right, so now our Bud Light Huge Question of the Day comes back into play. Kind of went away, it came back. Will this be the last time Harbaugh looks at other jobs after a Michigan football season with Harbaugh as a head coach? I'm asking you, the audience. Bud Light, huge question of the day. 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. All of our social network interaction is presented by the Denver Nuggets G League basketball team, the Grand Rapids Gold. They play their home games inside Van Andel Arena in downtown GR. They're currently on a 6-game road trip. They'll be home soon. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com, the Van Andel Arena box office, and follow the Grand Rapids Gold on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
From Grand Rapids to Detroit, this show is huge.
Hey, Michigan, let's go big. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver, and I'm talking real big-time winning on the hottest slots and table games on one incredible app, Eagle Casino and Sports.
Sign up now and get up to $1,500. That's right. We'll match your first two deposits for up to $1,500, plus 100 free spins.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan. Made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Have you been to a Grand Rapids Gold basketball game yet inside Van Andel Arena? They're the Denver Nuggets G League team, and they feature talent from Kentucky, Baylor, Stanford, Duke, and more. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com or the Van Andel Arena box office. And don't forget their home game specials. Tuesdays, 2-for-1 tickets. Thursdays, $2 beers and $2 dogs. And the Sunday Family 4-pack. Get 4 tickets and a $20 concession voucher for only $50. Get your Grand Rapids Gold tickets now.
Get more for your money at Meijer. Everyone loves a soup and salad combo, so stock up to make your own at home. Right now, Earthbound Farm Organic Salads are buy one, get one for a dollar. Swanson's Broth is buy five, save $5. And Frederick's by Meijer Shrimp is buy one, get one 50% off. Top it off with buy five, save $5 on Kraft Shredded or Chunk Cheese. Plus, pay the same low Meijer prices no matter how you shop, in-store or online. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We originate every day from the flagship station, 96.1 The Game in downtown GR. John Borden will join us in a moment from thewolverine.com with the latest news from Adam Schefter and ESPN. Sean Payton is finalizing a deal to become the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. I don't think there are other options, but again, with Harbaugh, kind of like our Bud Light huge question of the day, is he staying? How many times will he do this? Will it happen after every year? So I believe with Sean Payton becoming head coach of the Broncos, there's no threat now of Harbaugh leaving. That would be my latest guess. Let's go talk to John Borden from thewolverine.com. Like we said, that breaking news with Sean Payton taking over for the Broncos. I guess, even based on what Schefter said last night, and he broke the story, so he must have known it with his Denver connections, John. But there was some a small bit of anxiety if Payton didn't take the job or they couldn't work out a deal with the Saints on compensation, that Harbaugh window was still open a little bit as late as this afternoon.
Yeah, I would say a small bit of angst and consternation might be an understatement, because, you know, until Harbaugh's deal is signed with Michigan, there was that out there. And the fact that he was willing to meet with Denver, even after Santa Ono had said, hey, it's a done deal, he's back, and Jim had made indications along those lines. If you're still talking, if you're still conversing, if they're still making the pitch to you, it's not a done deal, at least in the minds of most people looking at this.
John Borden from thewolverine.com talking about the latest news with Sean Payton becoming the next head coach of the Denver Broncos. So Harbaugh, we assume that, you know, it's back to football in Ann Arbor. John, you've been around Michigan a long time. How many years with thewolverine.com and other outlets have you followed Michigan?
32 football seasons.
32 football seasons. Is this annual? Is Harbaugh going to stay, sign a contract, flirt with the NFL? I know we can look at the last 2 years and say it hasn't hurt Michigan football, but is it laying some bad bricks for the future that could hurt this team a year or two down the road?
Well, it doesn't help. That's for sure. It doesn't help. It didn't help in this year's recruiting class. If there are doubts, you know, going forward, it won't help then with that particular aspect. I mean, you've got so much else going for you: two straight Big Ten championships, two straight playoff appearances, resounding wins over Ohio State, and yet there is this negative recruiting goldmine for those who are Michigan haters or competing against, where they simply say, look, you don't even know if the head guy is going to be around. I think Michigan will try to push back against that once they get this deal done by, you know, talking about the buyout and how that's been increased. And certainly Jim Harbaugh will say, you know, I looked around, I'm happy here, I'm, you know, we're going to move forward and all that kind of good stuff. But it's, you know, it is certainly a something that if you're recruiting against Michigan, that's your first go-to.
John Borden from TheWolverine.com joining us on the Meyer Guest Line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. But I said this to Clayton Safey about an hour ago that and to Ballas yesterday for TheWolverine.com that we can complain about all the drama after every season. Maybe it's something Harbaugh is superstitious about because the last 2 years with all the drama has led to back-to-back Big Ten championships, hammering Ohio State twice, and getting to the college football playoff 2 years in a row.
There's no question about it, Bill. And to everyone that says, I've had it, enough, just go. My answer is, look, you're riding down the highway in a Rolls Royce right now. You're sitting on top of the world like Michigan football hasn't in a good long while. You make as much of this as you possibly can. You run this thing out and keep it going and keep enjoying this and keep Ohio State fans pulling their hair out and keep the Big Ten championship trophies racking up. It took a while for Jim Harbaugh to become that what he was expected to be on day one coming in. Oh, the savior that's going to turn the program around and, you know, get things back to where they belong. Well, I mean, almost got there in 2016 and then a little dip there, and people thought it's just not going to happen. It's happened the last 2 years beyond anybody's expectation after seeing the years that directly preceded that, especially in 2020. You just keep him here, and you take whatever consequence there may be from those wanting to plant doubt, and you ride this thing out.
Johnny, appreciate the update. Your thoughts on Harbaugh, at least for the time being, staying at Michigan, and Sean Payton returning to the NFL as the Denver Broncos head coach. Always good to hear your voice, my man. We'll talk soon.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks.
All right, John Borden from the Wolverine.com team, part of the On3.com network, checking in on the Meyer Guest Line. And Meyer, proud to be longtime partners with University of Michigan Athletics.
Everything Huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We play for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older in Michigan to play.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Grab your Mickey ears and get ready for the ultimate Disney party, filled with all your favorite Disney friends. Dance with Aladdin, laugh with the gang from Toy Story 4, and sing along with Belle and many more as you become part of the celebration. Disney on Ice presents Let's Celebrate, live in your hometown. Opening night tickets start at $15. Restrictions and exclusions may apply. Coming to Van Andel Arena February 2nd through 5th.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Go check in with our friends from Van Andel Institute in the Purple community. Now, these Purple games are popping up all across the state, all across the Midwest, and even across this country. And the next Purple game up is on Saturday at Griff's Georgetown, which will be out in the Jenison area. That rink will host Hope College and Grand Valley Club Hockey, two rivals. And the Grand Valley Club team will be wearing purple jerseys, raising money, awareness for Van Andel Institute and the purple community. Dylan Resnick is from the east side of the state, Birmingham, senior at Grand Valley, plays club hockey, getting ready for the purple game on Saturday. Welcome to the Huge Show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you having me.
All right. From what the players and coaches and everyone connected to this game has told you, the meaning of the purple game Saturday when it comes to Grand Valley Club hockey.
Yeah, no, it's a special place in all of our hearts. You know, we do it every year. It's annual. Always partnering up with Van Andel and trying to raise as much money as possible, putting on, you know, doing a bake sale, selling different trinkets, and having our jerseys and everything. So, yeah, it's a pretty special game.
So they do kind of, you know, the Griffins have their purple community game coming up. I think it's in March. And they kind of started it with hockey. Now other high school programs and college programs, club teams have done it. So the jerseys, the purple jerseys, will be auctioned off with all the money going to Van Andel Institute.
Yeah, no, we'll be selling everything we got. So trying to raise as much money possible. You know, we always set a goal. Right now we're at 3,000. That's our goal. But yeah, all across the hockey community, you can see in the professional leagues, NHL, all these teams are rallying together and trying to, you know, raise up money for a good cause.
Yeah, I like your enthusiasm and sincerity towards this event. It will be the purple game for Grand Valley Club Hockey, Grand Valley State University's club hockey team against Hope College, which also is one of the top club programs like Grand Valley. It's a rivalry at the club level. Now, I said Griff's, Georgetown, Griff's West. What's the official name of the rink and where is it?
Yeah, so it's Griff's Georgetown, because there is a Griff's West, because that's in Holland.
Oh, there is? I didn't know that.
So they have two rinks. But yeah, this one's Griff's Georgetown. It's off the corner of 48th Avenue and Bower in Hudsonville. So yeah, it's just about 5 minutes off our campus, and it's a pretty convenient location for everybody.
All right, so if people want tickets, I assume with the Hope side and the Grand Valley side, in any sport, especially club hockey, that's going to the tickets are going to go fast. I would assume it will be a sellout.
Yeah, no, we usually get a big crowd for everybody coming. But yeah, you can just show up to the game. We'll have tickets right available at the right at the entrance, and we just hope to pack the house and try to raise as much money as possible. All the proceeds will go to Van Andel. So yeah, it's pretty special.
And the jerseys are auctioned off after the game?
Jerseys, it depends. You know, sometimes guys, you know, because we, on the back of our jerseys, instead of putting our own names, we put somebody to honor, whether it's their own family member or somebody out in the community that they want to honor. So some guys want to keep it just because it's special to them, but if guys want to auction off, they can too.
That's cool, man. It will be the purple game with Grand Valley State Club Hockey and Hope Club Hockey Saturday night, 8 p.m. You drop the puck, right?
Yes, sir.
So get there early. Probably going to be a sellout or a big crowd at Griff's Georgetown. Which is right there, Hudsonville, Jenison border, right?
Yep, yes, sir.
Not like there's border checkpoints. It's not another country.
No.
It's like they're in the Hudsonville, Georgetown, Jenison area, and a great cause, raising money and awareness, and every dollar matters. It's the thought, I think, behind a lot of these purple games, and I see your passion. Dylan and Dylan Resnick out of Birmingham, Michigan, on the east side of the state, a senior at Grand Valley State University. What are you going to school for, away from hockey?
Yeah, so I'm a clinical exercise science major. I'm going to physical therapy school in the fall, so that's the goal right now. But definitely loving playing hockey, and we just got such a good community here at Grand Valley and the club sport we have. Everyone's tight-knit, and yeah, it's a really good program.
Yeah, the hockey community in West Michigan, I know you're from the east side of the state, and obviously hockey town with the Wings, but the hockey community here from youth to high school to club to even some of the D1 programs like Western and Ferris, really, and the Griffins are in that mix as well. Really a cool have-your-back hockey community in West Michigan.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, even where we're playing at, you see all the youth teams, the high school teams, everybody growing together, growing up, and, you know, supporting, like, the Griffins and going to all these college games, too. So it's, yeah, definitely big community for sure.
All right, Dylan Resnick, a senior at Grand Valley, will have his purple jersey on Saturday night. Griff's Georgetown. 8 p.m. they'll drop the puck in the purple community game to benefit Van Andel Institute and also bring more awareness as Van Andel Institute is continuing that daily search for a cure for cancer, Parkinson's, and other diseases. Dylan, thank you for your time on The Huge Show.
Yes, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
We are back live, wrapping up hour number two on a Tuesday broadcast presented by an incredible destination, the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Book your getaway today at SoarinEagleCasino.com. Breaking news inside this hour, Sean Payton returning to the NFL as the head coach of the Denver Broncos. So the window is closed there with Harbaugh. I guess he's staying. But so far in 2 hours in the show, it's gone from he's staying to window open to window closed. I would say that's it, but you never count out Harbaugh, just like you don't count out Izzo in March Madness. Time to check in on what's on tap at all the brands. Steakhouse and Grills, your home for all your favorite teams and games. Michigan, Michigan State, Pistons, Wings, Super Sunday, Chiefs and the Eagles on all the TVs. And remember, if you're not getting out for game day, whether it's work day, play day, or game day, you can order up your brand's favorites, Wings, and more on the fly. Just go to brands.com. You'll find the brands in Bay City for our listeners on 100.9 FM. The brands in Caledonia, just south of Grand Rapids, if you listen on 96.1 The Game. The brands in Holland off of James and US 31, if you tune in on WHTC. Johnny Brands is in Granville, just west of GR. Also, Johnny Brands on Leonard off of US 131 in downtown Grand Rapids. And Mike Brand Sr. has the brand Steakhouse and Grill in Cascade, just east of GR. So make plans to watch Michigan, Michigan State hoops, Wings, Pistons, and Super Sunday if you're in the Grand Rapids area. Chiefs and the Eagles on all the TVs at all the brands, Steakhouse and Grills. And if you can't make it out to watch your favorite game, get all your brand's favorites delivered, or you can pick them up. Go to brands.com. That is brands.com. And don't forget about their daily happy hours. Lunch, dinner, great food, always at a great price at your local brands. Somebody just sent me a text on the Huge text chain where you can join and just text the word Huge to 21,000. I bet Harbaugh now opens up the door with Indy. No, he would have had a second bidder. No, not. Did Indy give the job to Saturday? No. I think he would have had a second bidder, and he didn't. I don't even know if the Colts even, they're in disarray. I tell you what, to be a Lions fan right now, and not have this drama anywhere. No drama with the Lions. I mean, no drama with the Lions at all right now. Anywhere. So now they're saying that the Colts head coaching search could last in the Super Bowl week. Were they waiting to see if Harbaugh is going to take Denver? I swear to God. No, Harbaugh watch is good for the Huge show. It is. And it hasn't hurt Michigan the last 2 years. So as much as anybody wants to complain, and even I tweeting out, sign a contract, Jimmy. Just sign a contract. I actually should thank him. Because it's January, and Michigan and Michigan State basketball, they're not ranked. The Pistons are still maintaining one of the great protests in NBA history that we will not play defense. And the Wings, I think they're the closest between the Tigers, Pistons, and Wings. Lions are not even in the conversation about being close anymore. They are there. They will be your NFC North champions, and they will be in the NFC Championship game next year. Boom. Mic drop. Also, I think this is pretty cool. The Michigan marching band is learning the Clash's Should He Stay or Should He Go Now? 24/7. You want to know everything about the show? Go to thehugeshow.net.
Big. Bad. Huge.